Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Good Monday to you. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, checking in this afternoon. We have some traffic problems. Austin will get into that in just a few minutes. He's all over this when he's checking out the latest information. It's a 10, is it real quickly, it's on the 10 freeway, isn't it?
Yes, it's on I-10 causing backups both ways.
Okay, so we'll get in with Austin here in just a second. But first, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three story.
Okay, I want to talk about this. Even though we had showers today, the threat of wildfires is definitely back. Another dry weekend. Then we had the wet stuff roll in today. Drought conditions will continue to expand throughout the week, and so does the number of wildfires across the state. On Sunday, there were 58 active fires, while this morning the number's up to 67, burning about 28,000 acres across the state of Florida. Well, as Felix's restaurant at Oyster Bar closed on March 3rd out there on the island, a new restaurant group is now close to moving on to Pensacola Beach. According to Florida SunBiz Division of Corporations, Bounce Beach Picola has been active under the same address as Felix's since February. And Sunday was a day of information and dispelling of myths at a local town hall here in Pensacola. The meeting focused on the Trump administration's potential plans for the Social Security Administration and how it's going to impact the residents who receive SSA benefits. Many people say everybody should be more infuriated by some of the fraud and mismanagement of taxpayers' money that we've seen over the years.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alrighty, a Bay County aquarium coming under scrutiny after four dolphins have died in the last 6 months. The FWC says that officials from the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach blocked their inspectors from the dolphin enclosure. The FWC said it has concerns about how dolphins are being treated and it wanted to do a wellness check. State Representative Griff Griffith said yesterday that he's very concerned about the welfare of the dolphins and he's reaching out to the appropriate state and federal agencies.
Okay, this was, let me just put it like this. If you were down at Walt Disney World over the weekend, this is a little more than something you bargained for. A fire broke out at Walt Disney World's Epcot Center over the weekend. The blaze actually erupted Saturday backstage at the France Pavilion, which is located along the World Showcase there at Epcot. Disney officials saying and confirmed the smoke was caused by a walk-in cooler that caught fire. That pavilion has now reopened.
And Governor Ron DeSantis seems to like the idea of Florida Surgeon General working in the Trump administration. DeSantis responded on X yesterday to a suggestion from Substack writer Toby Rogers that Dr. Joseph Latipo become CDC director. DeSantis writes that Latipo has the courage and determination to do what's right when it's not easy, and he adds that Latipo being CDC director would mean make America healthy again is not just some empty slogan.
Okay, coming up on Wednesday, big day here, the Senate Pre-K-12 Education Appropriations Committee going to take up SP B7030. That's a bill that would make changes affecting public schools and voucher programs. The bill would also use an educational enrollment stabilization program to provide supplemental money to address enrollment changes in those voucher programs.
And the Florida House will consider House Bill 6017. It seeks to increase medical malpractice lawsuits over patient deaths by repealing a 1990 law that limits non-economic damages. The bill would allow individuals over 25 to seek damages for parent deaths and parents to seek damages for children over 25.
Okay, I want to remind you this. State returning a lot of bucks here, and this is what I want to remind you. $42 million in unclaimed property to Florida residents in February. This is through the FloridaTreasuryHunt.gov. Just getting a text today reminding our listeners about the money is available. It's there. By the way, Pensacola residents here report claiming $1.5 million last month in those unclaimed funds.
All right. And a bill to lift financial barriers for breast cancer exams for state employees gained bipartisan support during a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing. Senate Bill 158 would waive other cost-sharing requirements, and the measure is headed to the Senate floor.
Okay, not bad if you're a fisherman. This will strike your interest, I'm sure. Be sure to mark your calendars. Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing weekend coming up in 12 days. Happens on the 5th and 6th of April. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules and size limits will apply.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Looking at the roads here, Chris mentioned just a few minutes ago, we do have an accident on I-10. It was reported in the east direction, but it is causing problems both ways. If you are traveling eastbound, passing over North Palafox Street, traveling in the direction of I-110, we do have some backups that are pushing you back as far back as Pine Forest Road. That's going to be around the exit 7 area. It's minor at this time, but in the immediate vicinity is still rather severe. Also, if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, we've got some issues there, as we always do. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 64 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 58 tonight with slight chances of showers. As for tomorrow, going to be a high of 75 and a low of 59.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 412 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up despite an uncertain trade war looming. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week sharply higher. According to reports, the White House might be taking a more measured approach than expected to tariffs. The news is providing some relief for fears that an escalating trade war will drive up inflation and further slow the economy. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished in the green, with tech and industrials leading the charge. Bitcoin has returned back to the $88,000 mark. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow up 598 points, the Nasdaq higher by 405, S&P 500 up 100. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And an appeals court is going to decide whether the Trump administration can continue deporting immigrants with the Alien Enemies Act. The White House has maintained it can use the 18th century wartime law to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members. A federal judge blocked the effort, claiming the immigrants are entitled to individual hearings to determine if they are indeed gang members.
Okay, while at your office job, you might want to consider the impact that it has on your health staring at that computer screen all day long. I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes after a day, your eyes are red and you're just absolutely spent by staring at a darn computer.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa Brady has the details on how to improve your life situation. This is House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. March is Workplace Eye Wellness Month. At the University of North Carolina, the School of Medicine's Ophthalmology Department writes that workers both remote and in the office with desk jobs deal increasingly with digital eye strain from extended periods in front of screens. They say there's no association between the eye strain and irreparable damage to vision, but that workers who spend a lot of time on computers should be aware of the prospect of developing low-level eye pain, dry or red eyes, and even headaches. The school suggests several tips to help with workplace eye wellness, including taking breaks or the 20-20-20 rule, which is setting a timer as a reminder to look 20 feet away every 20 minutes for 20 seconds, and practice eye ergonomics. Sit about an arm's length away from your screen and adjust the brightness and contrast so it feels comfortable. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Alrighty, 418 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on your national headlines, but also get some business notes in there for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest. They'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as they are now offering 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress from the cost of healthcare tomorrow at 10 with ProHealth on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Find out about WSRE's 34th Annual Wine and Food Classic coming up this weekend. This marquee walkabout tasting will feature local chefs and the Crescent City sounds of the Corey Lennett Zydeco Band. Sip and sample Creole-inspired cuisine and vote for your favorite dish. Hear more about this event and other happenings from WSRE-TV Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the controversy surrounding the governor's appointments to the UWF Board of Trustees by watching the meetings and listening to these people talk and thinking about whether any of them, most of whom are not from this area, might be good or not good for the University of West Florida. Also, a California judge does a video dissent on gun control by showing how guns work. Catch all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Yeah, I was enjoying the song.
Huey Lewis, hard to go wrong with him.
So you're kind of giving me the eyes over there, like, are you coming
yeah.
back?
Yeah, you can talk now. Your mic's on.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Looking at some very interesting business things. Let me first go ahead and thinking about buying or selling a home. Always like to give you the numbers, and they're in for this afternoon. Mortgage rates a little higher today, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.72% average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.13%.
And the editor of The Atlantic detailing an accidental text from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that included key details of a plan to bomb Houthi targets. Jeffrey Goldberg said he was included on a text chain on the encrypted messaging app Signal that also appeared to include Vice President J.D. Vance, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, among others. The message reportedly included weapons to be used, targets across Yemen, and timing.
Okay, the European Union wants Apple to give third-party products more access to its iOS features. Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Europe continues to chip away at Apple's walled garden. Apple has made a business of creating what they call an ecosphere. They make products and software that work together very well and not always so well with third-party products or software. It's caused friction among developers and users who want to better integrate their products with Apple's iPhones, iPads, watches, and the like. But now European Union leaders in their new requirements to make Apple comply with its Digital Markets Act want Apple to allow third-party products access to iOS features like notifications. It could allow earbuds or watches or even VR devices manufactured by Apple's competitors the chance to integrate more fully into the iPhone or iPad operating systems. In the past, with other demands such as USB charging, what Apple does to comply with European law, it brings to the U.S. markets. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Keeping tabs on that accident that's causing some heavy backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing over North Palafox Street, heading towards I-110. We've got some heavy congestion still in that area. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, as we often do every afternoon. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 64 degrees. It's going to be a low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, low of 59.
Here's today's business news.
All right, let me tell you, airplane manufacturer Boeing scored a big one on this one. Wins the $20 billion government contract to build the new generation of Air Force fighter jets, the Boeing F-47.
It'll be faster and stealthier and more lethal than the F-22. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says it'll be made in the show-me state with the express goal of taking on China.
They view the last 150 years as a great humiliation, and they want to win. And I think we have to match that and continue to double down on our advantages, like air superiority.
Defense companies as a whole are seeing a business boom, partly because of exports. A new report from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute shows the U.S. accounted for 43% of global weapons exports over the past 5 years. The report shows imports to China have drastically fallen.
And President Trump announcing a major U.S. investment by Hyundai, South Korean automaker, going to invest $20 billion, which includes a $5 billion steel plant in Louisiana. Trump said this is proof about his tariffs working, and the president said the company will also increase auto manufacturing in Georgia as part of the deal. The chairman of Hyundai and Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry joined Trump for the announcement.
Okay, major automakers and tech groups calling for regulations around self-driving cars to be relaxed. By the way, I got a story coming up in a few minutes about Atlanta being one of those cities where there'll be driverless cars running around. We'll have that coming up in 15 minutes. But Jeff Manasso's in now with details on Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
Major automakers and tech groups are calling on the Trump administration to take steps to speed deployment of self-driving cars. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation, that represents nearly all major automakers, citing a number of regulatory hurdles, is asking the Department of Transportation to quickly implement a national performance-based framework, saying multiple agencies and state regulators are creating inconsistent rules, risking safety gaps and eroding public trust. The Consumer Technology Association and other groups also signing on to those requests, saying that if the federal government fails to act to advance sensible AV policies, that America will cede its leadership in this economically crucial sector to China. The industry's faced scrutiny after mishaps, including pedestrian injuries, that prompted investigations into GM-owned Cruise, Google-owned Waymo, and Amazon-owned Zoox. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, 428 News Radio 92.3. We were talking about Atlanta being another U.S. city, beginning testing automobiles, taxi vehicles, driverless. Eben Brown has more.
Ride-hailing app Lyft will now feature self-driving cars in Atlanta beginning this summer. The company is partnering with tech firm May Mobility to deploy a fleet of autonomous Toyota Sienna minivans in the city. Other companies have been introducing self-driving taxis in other cities, either as field tests or in active service. Uber and the Google-owned Waymo are operating in San Francisco, Phoenix, and soon in Miami. Lyft is planning to expand their autonomous service to Dallas next year. A study by AAA shows that fewer than a fifth of Americans would be comfortable being driven around by an autonomous car. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And protesters gathering across California to oppose the proposed privatization of the U.S. Postal Service. They're supported by federal workers, union members, TSA employees, and even members of Congress. Last month, President Trump suggested putting the U.S. Postal Service under the Commerce Department's control. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, in a letter to Congress, announced plans to cut 10,000 jobs and billions from the Postal Service's budget while working with Elon Musk's Doge.
And not many people are talking about the fact that back in 2021, the Joe Biden administration slashed 30,000 postal jobs. But no one's talking about that.
Old news, man.
Just one of the, well, no, it's actually news comparing the two because there's, oh, he's going to be, well, this isn't something new. The government.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Absolutely. Yeah. So watch where the leaves are falling this afternoon. Coming up, I'm going to tell you a great story about buying an island. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Federal Appeals Court Judge Patricia Millett is questioning the Trump administration and the use of the Alien Enemies Act. The White House using the 18th century law as justification to quickly deport accused foreign gang members.
Nazis got better treatment under the Alien Enemy Act than has happened here.
The Justice Department is asking a panel of appeals court judges to overturn a previous court order restricting the administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act. The court did not immediately rule today. President Trump continues to praise the efforts of the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, speaking during a cabinet meeting today.
Our country was riddled with fat.
And the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to halt a lower court ruling ordering the rehiring of thousands of federal workers let go in mass firings under this White House. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Chances that the U.S. is heading for a recession are close to 50-50, according to a Deutsche Bank survey. The study shows the probability of a downturn in growth over the next 12 months is about 43%. Service sector activity was stronger than expected in March, while manufacturing lagged, according to S&P Global. The firm's flash services index recorded a reading of 54.3, up from 51 in February and better than the 51.5 Dow Jones had estimated. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now investigating nearly 1.3 million Ford F-150 pickups in the U.S. over reports of an unexpected gear downshift accompanied by a temporary rear wheel lockup. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up nearly 600, the S&P added 100, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 400. U.S. crude oil futures for May sit above $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. A year ago, John Calipari left Kentucky for Arkansas. It was time for Cal to move on from Kentucky, and also time for Kentucky to move on from him. And because of that move, Mark Pope then went back home to replace Cal at Kentucky, and Kevin Young replaced Pope at BYU. And obviously, a year later, it's been proven to be a win for all, as Calipari, Pope, and Young are now all off to the Sweet 16 in year one at their current homes. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities. Revelry of the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Catch all of Westwood One's sports coverage of the NCAA tournament on our sister station ESPN Pensacola. Thursday, beginning at 6, BYU goes up against Alabama. Maryland clashes with Florida. Arizona takes on Duke, and Arkansas rumbles with Texas Tech. The NCAA tournament is presented by Shrimp Basket, Emerald Coast Coins, Bamboo Willies on Pensacola Beach, Paul's Hardware, Florida's Finest Structures, and Buggy Works. A News Radio 92.3 sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.437 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. The sun's starting to break through a little bit, and the Blue Angels are back home. Doesn't get much better than that.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, they came screaming down the 10 freeway earlier today. So I knew that the world was safe. The Blues are back home, so things are good. Things are very good around here. Rough weekend, Austin, for the Ice Flyers as Birmingham and Peoria swept Pensacola. Flyers returned to the road Friday and Saturday with a rematch against Peoria. By the way, no more local games this season in the Bay Center. Their season's done for.
Oh, dang.
That was it.
Well, dadgummit.
How did you like the games this year?
I mean, it was a rough year.
It was really just the truth. But I got to tell you, you know, no matter what the numbers are in terms of the team, I'm still a fan.
Oh, absolutely.
So there.
And didn't they break an attendance record?
Yeah. They continue to do that.
Yeah.
You know, superseding the fact that you have to have a winning franchise to do this. Well, not really.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have a lot
Pensacola's
of people.
Pensacola's loyal. That's what matters.
There you go. You're exactly right on track. Okay, speaking of loyalty, here is the latest Fox Sports update on News Radio 92.3.
Fox Sports update.
For the first time in 2 years, we will have a new men's college basketball national champion as one seed Florida knocks off two-time defending champ UConn 77-75 in the second round. And this was a game that the 8-seed Huskies led by 6 with under 10 minutes to play and was tied with 2 minutes left before the Gators scored 8 straight points, sending them to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017.
The time was now for us to take that next step. It was just like, hey, it's now or never, man. If we can't find a way, you know, over these next few minutes, then we're going home. And we just had some guys step up.
Florida head coach Todd Golden there, courtesy of the NCAA. Elsewhere, it looks like Cooper Flagg is totally healthy. And only his second game back from an ankle injury, the projected top overall pick in this year's NBA draft went for 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, as one seed Duke got a 23-point win over 9-seed Baylor. Some coaching news, Texas announces its parting ways with Rodney Terry. While the Longhorns reached the NCAA tournament in each of the 3 seasons that Terry was in charge, they barely made it into the Field of 68 this year and were eliminated Wednesday by Xavier in the first 4 play-in rounds. Ironically, reports say that it's Xavier head coach Sean Miller who's now being hired to replace Terry as Texas's next head coach. Meanwhile, the second round of the NCAA women's tournament gets going today. We've had a few scares, including defending national champion and 1-seed South Carolina trailing 9-seed Indiana by 1 at halftime. The Gamecocks flipped the switch after that, though, putting up 26 points in the third quarter and moving on to the Sweet 16, 64-53. some skiing news. Lindsey Vonn's incredible comeback season ends on a high note as a 40-year-old finished in second place in the World Cup final Super G race. The Olympic gold medalist came out of a nearly five-year retirement in December following knee replacement surgery and now makes her first podium since March of 2018. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Greg Thompson.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And while we're on the subject matter of March Madness, Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Sweet 16 action gets underway on Thursday night. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness.
Okay, the ladies playing tonight, and I'm talking about FSU-LSU.
Yeah.
Tipping off over 6 o'clock this evening over at the Maravich Center in Baton Rouge.
And I'll be keeping score updates on that.
That is going – well, now, actually, it's 5 o'clock. I'm saying it's a 6 o'clock Eastern time. It's 5 o'clock our time.
Right.
So they'll be tipping off in about 20 minutes or so in Baton Rouge. That'll be a – it's always a fun place to go to watch, especially if you're an LSU fan. Now, it's not so fun if you're not an LSU fan. It could be
– a bit jarring.
A little bit detrimental for your health over there, but – anyway, we'll watch that FSU-LSU game.
All righty. And one of the top free agents in the NFL finally confirmed to be meeting with some franchises. ESPN reports that Aaron Rodgers had a six-hour sit-down with the Pittsburgh Steelers on Friday. The 10-time Pro Bowler was released by the Jets 2 weeks ago, and he could replace fellow Super Bowl-winning QB Russell Wilson if he were to sign with Pittsburgh, but the Giants are also in the mix to get Rodgers, allegedly.
What do they talk about for 6 hours?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, 441. It's getting hot in Southern California. It's like summertime temperatures out there. So if you're taking a trip out west, not a lot of heavy clothes will be required as they brace for the summer-like heat wave. Christian Goodwin says, well, it's going to be a hot one.
The National Weather Service warning of unseasonably warm temperatures in Los Angeles and Ventura counties through Tuesday, revealing some communities could break records, noting parts of the San Fernando Valley could reach the mid-90s, with other areas in the 70s and 80s. Forecasters say in the region, these temperatures are normal for July, but 10 to 20 degrees above normal for March, explaining the surging temperatures increase the risk for heat illness, urging folks to check in on older folks to stay hydrated, wear light clothing, and try to limit time outdoors. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And legendary boxer George Foreman passing away this weekend. His family announced that he passed away peacefully on Friday at the age of 76, surrounded by loved ones. He was a two-time heavyweight champ and gold medal Olympian who participated in two of the most famous boxing matches of all time, the Fight of the Century against Joe Frazier in 1971 and the Rumble in the Jungle against Muhammad Ali in 1974.
All right, a little bit of spy craftery going on down at the Cape today. The National Reconnaissance Office, responsible for the government surveillance satellites, launched a classified NRO L69 mission. Nobody knows what it is, but it's been launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Missions. Engine full power. Go NRO L69. Go Falcon. Go SpaceX.
Wow. As you said, no one knows what it is, but it's cool.
That's right. It sounded like a launch to me.
It sounded fun.
Yeah.
And President Trump says he may give certain countries exemptions for tariffs when his administration imposes them next week. He told reporters at the White House that we might be even nicer than that. Trump has suggested he would impose reciprocal tariffs beginning April 2nd on any nation with duties on U.S. goods. And as that date comes closer, some White House officials are indicating there may be some wiggle room.
Okay, there you go. You're envision- it's a dream come true. There you're walking your own private island. Just kind of cruising around, nobody bothering you. Does this kind of make some sense? And maybe you'd, at one point in your life, you want to buy an island?
Maybe.
Well, guess what? It's available, and it's available local. If you're in the market to buy your own private island, your time is right now. It's there is a new one-of-a-kind listing in Milton that takes waterfront living to another level. It is located between Escambia Bay and Mulat Bayou. Island Del Monte, approximately 151 acres, listed at $1 million. The property is only accessible via the water. It also promotes a train track that circles the island and extends across the bay to the western shore. Levin Rinke has the property listed there.
Mm.
your own private island.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we've been touching on that accident that was on I-10, causing issues if you were traveling eastbound over Palafox Street towards I-110. That congestion has greatly decreased, but it does still reach for a while, although mild. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest, so be on the lookout for that. And maybe some issues on Michigan Avenue near Mobile Highway, but we're used to issues in that area. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees here on the local scale, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, low of 59.
Okay, 445 News Radio 92.3. We mentioned to you a second ago about the heat wave in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a cold front bringing stormy weather to the south. We're seeing some of the fringes of that, but it's moved out now. Conditions improving here. It's going to be absolutely beautiful this week. Fox's meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong storms could fire up today along a cold front stretching across the Gulf Coast and the Deep South. There's also messy weather happening over the Great Lakes and Northeast with rain, wind, and snow for New England. A big warm-up is underway over the western U.S. with the possibility for record highs along the coast and the Southwest. Warmer than average temperatures will then spread towards the central U.S. midweek. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All righty. Man, a lot to get into here on the pop culture front, starting with Miley Cyrus. Her new visual album, Something Beautiful, dropping on May 30th. The singer revealed that it will feature 13 original tracks produced by herself and Sean Everett. She also revealed the cover for her ninth album featuring her in archival 1997 Theory Mugler Contour, whatever that is.
That makes sense to me. Totally. I understand everything you're talking about. Snow White is debuting in first place at the weekend box office, but there is a lot behind this story.
Right.
Because the lady who starred in this was not so flattering about President Trump and some of her political views. And it actually had a real bad opening. It were projected it to be like $85 million or something like that.
Yeah, a bad opening compared to what projections were.
Yeah, it didn't play out that way. For a full explanation, here's Sue Guzman.
Snow White opening in theaters with $43 million in North American ticket sales. The film starring Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot is a live-action remake of the Walt Disney animated classic.
Find Snow White.
This is our kingdom, but now we're here to take it back.
Steven Soderbergh's thriller Black Bag enjoying a solid second weekend in theaters with $4.4 million, moving up to second place. And Disney's Marvel sequel Captain America Brave New World lands in third place with $4.3 million in its sixth weekend. The superhero adventure starring Anthony Mackie has earned more than $400 million worldwide. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Yeah, you're entitled to your political opinion, but you got to understand there's risk involved. You're never going to just wow everyone and get a standing ovation and everyone's going to love you after you share politics.
it's the truth. Hollywood, if you think back, has had a pretty tough few years.
Mm. Comedians took to the stage at the Kennedy Center Sunday night to pay tribute to Conan O'Brien, the winner of this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The late-night host and podcaster was given the award by the previous center board. O'Brien himself thanked those who work at the center for their selfless devotion to the arts. The ceremony will air on Netflix at a later date.
448 News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about making an investment in your financial future, I want to give you some numbers here. Tonight, Powerball, of course, $461 million, $217.2 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. Mega Millions tomorrow night, $344 million. $161.5 million, that's your cash option there. Both of these drawings, 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck to you.
All righty. And Mark Morrison under arrest on a battery charge in Florida. The return of the Mac singer allegedly struck the general manager of a restaurant in Palm Beach. TMZ obtained a police report which says Morrison raised his voice and cursed at the manager over an event he was planning with the venue. A witness separated the two, according to the police report, before they arrested Morrison.
Very, very interesting. Elon Musk is, get this one, jumping into the restaurant business. I'm very excited about telling you this. Ashley Webster's. Well, Ashley has the details on the tech CEO's latest venture.
Restaurateurs, distributors, innovators,
all coming here to show off their tech and to make deals, like the iCombi Pro. So this is an intelligent cooker. Joe has very kindly preloaded the eggs on shelf six. I'm gonna be able to make this perfectly. I press fried eggs, shelf six, I close the door, and it's just gonna start cooking. 2.5 minutes later, you have a perfect breakfast each and every time. This is a popular machine, 80,000 of them in the world, 4,000 alone here in New York, but it is made and manufactured in Germany. So I asked the manufacturers, what are you expecting with tariffs? And they say, we just have to wait and see because we don't know.
Okay, while we're speaking about Elon Musk and his business ventures, Tesla vehicles being targeted once again, this time at a dealership in Texas. Jonathan Hutt has the details.
Police saying they were called to a dealership in North Austin and found several suspicious devices under vehicles, adding, quote, the devices, which were determined to be incendiary, were taken into police custody without incident. This is an open and ongoing investigation. Just a week ago, several Teslas were torched at a dealership in Las Vegas, and the FBI says that it has launched a task force in conjunction with ATF to, quote, coordinate investigative activity and crack down on violent Tesla attacks.
Alrighty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll have some more national headlines for you. Just stuff going around the country as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Jamie Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says, Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
When a warrior faces adversity, he fights through it. He finds a way. Freedom isn't free. Rolling strong. Belief. Believe you can and you will.
Wheelchairs for Warriors provides mobility solutions to veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty. Join the mission and visit wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting day playing out here. Question kind of circulating amongst the community here, how people feel about the economy actually depends a lot on who's in office. Fox's Dana Blanton explains on Polpourri.
This is Polpourri with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
How are you feeling about the economy these days? Whether you think it's going well or it stinks, there's a good chance your outlook changed recently. Here's why I say that. It's common for views to shift when the occupant in the White House flips from one political party to the other. We see that in our latest Fox News survey. The number of Democrats who rate the economy positively stands at just 8%, but it was 43% in January. That's a 35-point drop since former President Biden left office. Optimism is also down among independents by almost 20 points. We see a similar swing among Republicans. Of course, it's in the opposite direction. 16% were optimistic about the economy 2 months ago. Now, 38% of Republicans feel upbeat. That's a 22-point increase in optimism since Donald Trump took office. Overall, 21% of voters feel the economy is in excellent or good shape, down from 30% in January. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Pourri.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got some heavy backups. They actually started to die down on I-10, but they have since worsened. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Pine Forest Road, traveling towards Highway 29. Got some heavy issues over there. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be high of 75, low of 59.
456 News Radio 92.3. President Trump's approval rating among young Americans is on the rise, sitting higher than any Republican presidential candidate since 2008. Fox News polling indicates Trump's approval rating among Americans under 30 has climbed to 48%, an increase from when he assumed office on January 20th. You know, film industry might be moving away from those big studio lots in La La Land, as some states are offering incentives for films to be made in their towns. Max Gordon has more from Hollywood.
New York is proposing an increase of its film incentive program up to $800 million with a 40% tax credit. Texas is looking to raise their incentives up to $450 million at a 22.5% tax credit. And Georgia, a hotbed for many feature films thanks to having no annual cap and a 30% tax credit. And studio execs are looking globally as well. When asked in a survey of their top shooting spots, the first five were foreign. Toronto at number one, followed by the UK, Vancouver, Central Europe, and Australia. California came in at only number six.
And Pope Francis back at the Vatican after being released from the hospital on Sunday. The 88-year-old made a brief public appearance for the first time in more than 5 weeks, waving to a crowd from a balcony at a Rome hospital. The Pope smiled and greeted the cheering crowds and said thank you all before being taken back inside. Minutes later, he could be seen waving from the backseat of a car as a convoy left the hospital for the short trip back to the Vatican.
Okay, SpaceX about to launch its first private human spaceflight mission. Nearly 7 months from the Kennedy Space Center, SpaceX will live stream next Monday night's 1020 Fram-2 mission. You can catch that on the SpaceX account. The launch schedule could change, so be sure to keep an eye on SpaceX social media feeds.
And President Trump, not happy with his official portrait in the Colorado State Capitol building.
I wouldn't be either. I saw it.
Yeah, I saw a photo just a moment ago, actually. On Sunday, Trump made a Truth Social post ripping the portrait, calling it purposefully distorted, among other things. He's blaming the portrait on the state's Democratic Governor Jared Polis, calling on him to take it down, and says the governor should be ashamed of himself.
All right. Okay, the officials at IRS and Treasury Department are anticipating tax revenue to drop by more than 10% by April 15th. This is compared to last year's numbers. The loss of tax receipts is expected as more individuals and businesses attempt to avoid paying balances owed to the IRS. Well, the amount of lost federal revenue could top $500 billion.
Wow. All right. And U.S. and Russian officials meeting today to negotiate a potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The U.S. is looking to negotiate a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea before moving on to a more comprehensive agreement. The meeting comes a day after U.S. officials met with their Ukrainian counterparts in efforts to eventually end the three-year-old war launched by Moscow.
All right. Trump administration back in court defending against claims they violated a federal judge's court order to turn deportation planes around. Here's David Spunt.
Judges Karen Henderson, a George H.W. Bush appointee, Patricia Millett, a Barack Obama appointee, and Justin Walker, a Donald Trump appointee from his first term, will hear these arguments today and see if Judge Boasberg made an error. On Friday, Boasberg held an 80-minute hearing and expressed continued frustration with the government's explanation of why it moved quickly to deport suspected Tren de Aragua Venezuelan gang members despite his order. Administration lawyers repeatedly said they acted fully within the law. The government has not formally confirmed that President Trump has invoked the state secrets privilege that would allow the government to withhold what it deems national security information.
Okay, start getting those taxes together. Last day to file your 2024-2025 taxes, 22 days from right now, so take care of business. Coming up next hour, we'll look at the top three headlines and a lot of other important news coming up.
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.